Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome on in. Dan Madigan in today for Andy Baskin. Jeff Phelps joining me. Anthony Allant today as well. We are in with the for the gentlemen until 2 o'clock today. We got a program ahead of us.
Yes, we do.
We do have a program. It's going to be an interesting program as well. Kevin Stefanski will address the media probably around that 105, 110, somewhere in that general area. We will carry that for you live. He's going to tell you who's inactive, who's going to be playing on Sunday, where everything kind of sits to that moment. Our buddy Tim May, the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall, he's going to join us at 1240 today, get the feel for the Buckeyes going into the Big Ten championship game. This is a big boy game, and it might not be a big boy game for a lot of college football fans, but boy, if you're a draft Nick, you are locked in for this one. For sure. And then our buddy Brian Anderson, former Indians pitcher, current Rays color analyst, joining us at 11:20 today. But Anthony Allant with me. What's up, buddy? How are you? This is odd.
I know. This is my first time hosting for here, and I'm just now realizing I don't think my voice is going to hold up for the next 4 hours.
You'll be fine. I'm going to go. I'll go Phelps in on you. Okay. It's a microphone, not a megaphone.
So don't yell into it.
Exactly. If you don't yell, you'll be fine.
And if I do yell too much, that's the board operator's job to kind of turn me down a little bit.
To turn you down a smidgen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that people out and about don't just get their eardrums blasted.
That is good to hear. Michael Markoch behind the board with us today. Matt Corrali helping us out in the back, doing all the podcasting, answering the phones, all that good stuff along the way as well. This felt like the true beginning of the part of winter that I can't stand. In that it dropped to, I think it dropped last night to like 19 degrees or something like that, like 21, 19 degrees, somewhere in there. And it truly felt like, what are we doing here? Why are we not living south of the Mason-Dixon line? Like, I officially hit that point, and it was way too early for me to hit that point.
So I went to school in central New York, and I found out last night that it was -5 degrees. Somehow got a little bit warmer here. Even as bad as it is outside, as terrible as it, because we're at the point now where it is just like winter wasteland combined with terrible slush that gets in your shoes and just sticks in it all day. And I felt a little bit better that it wasn't at least -5 degrees yet.
I had relatives that are up in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is not super up north or up north if you're from around there.
At north.
But a little bit higher up than where Madison is, about parallel to where Green Bay is. And they were sending in -2. Like, temperatures that you're like, I'm sorry. I think even the penguins, the polar bears, and the moose are like, yeah, I'm good.
So the thing I was thinking of this morning is, if it's this bad today, and of course, I'm 24 years old, so I don't look at the weather until I exit the house and figure out whether or not I'm dressed appropriately.
Yeah, you walk outside and go, ooh, I'm cold. All right, get a bigger coat.
Like, all right, let's figure out how to turn on my car this morning, which was a process today. How many people are going to actually go to this Browns game on Sunday? Because I have an opportunity to go, and I don't think I'm going to go. Yes. I mean, tickets are what, $10, $5?
There are always these games, it feels like, every single year, and it feels like there's a chunk between that 18 to 25 range, like somewhere in there, like that, that like poor college kid's age. That's kind of like, hey, let's go to this game because I'm young, I'm warm, I'll put on 13 hooded sweatshirts and walk around like the kid from A Christmas Story, and everything will be fine, and we'll make this work, and I'll drink myself into warmth.
Yeah,
I mean, and you go to some toilet bowl game. Like, I remember I went to the Browns toilet bowl game where it was a Browns-Jags game, and we found tickets on like the, in the 100s, and they had to have been like $15, and it was snowing like all get out, and the wind was whipping down there on top of there. And I swear I might have spent the second quarter in the bathroom just because I was like, this is warm. Like not because of any kind of like alcohol induced thing or anything else. It was just because like, oh, I could feel my fingers in here. What a lovely thing.
That was my grandma's tactic, is to hang out in the team shop for like most of the second half.
That's a good call.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, I have a set tailgate spot that I would go to, so I don't, I, all the ancillary issues of going to a Browns game that I have to worry about, I don't have to on Sunday, and I still don't want to, because not only is it going to be miserable outside, but I don't want to see Cam Ward just suck. Like, I would rather watch this from the comfort of my own home. And we spent all week complaining about how few people were there last Sunday. How many people do you think are going to be there this Sunday?
Well, it's going to be even less. I mean, this is a full-blown, this game is the quest for the number one overall pick. Like, that's what this game feels like, is that loser gets number one overall. And that's what everybody is playing for today. And I am fascinated to see how this goes, because this Titans team is a mess. I mean, we'll put it lightly. Cam Ward has been really up and down. He'll have 2 to 3 throws in this game where you're going to look at and go, oh my gosh, what's a really nice throw. Look at him thread the needle. He, you know, led the wide receiver perfectly. He put that only in a place where his wide receiver can get it. He'll have 2 or 3 of those, and then he'll have 2 or 3 throws that you're like, oh God, what are you doing? Are you seeing double? Are you blind? What's going on out there? Like, you're not reading anything. Like, that's the Cam Ward experience. He will hold on to the ball too long, like every rookie quarterback on the face of the earth, and he'll make 2 to 3 really good throws, and then he'll have 3 to 4 throws where you're like, oh my God, am I watching Will Levis?
So I think the only thing that you might be interested in is seeing if Myles Garrett can get the sack record, because it seems like the Shador hype is gone. Like, all the Shador people that have been.
Do you think the Shador hype is gone?
I think it's been greatly tempered. Like, there's the pounding in the streets and all over social media of any time that anybody says.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything bad about Shador Sanders, you just go hog wild on people. That has totally gone off the rails after these last couple of weeks, especially after Sunday when the film gurus got in and they were like, oh, he's missing wide open guys. He's not seeing the field correctly. Like you were telling me pre-show, he's not disguising the blitzes the right way. Like, I think everybody came around to the fact that, okay, he's not this generational talent that maybe we've all been pounding the table for since March.
Well, I hate to say it this way because there's a lot of people who don't feel this exact way, but these are just truthful statements, okay? He's a rookie quarterback, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Rookies are bad. Like, I'm sorry, rookies are bad. They are typically not good players. That's how this goes. Your whole goal as a rookie is to look better at the end of the season than you did at the beginning. And if that's the case, and I'm seeing this in every sport, if that's the case, then you had a successful season as a rookie. And I feel like some of the Shedeur Sanders hype fell under that exact thing where we all kind of forgot that, like, rookies are bad. Like, sorry, rookies are bad. In the beginning, when people were yelling about Mason Graham, oh my gosh, he's not getting pressure on the quarterback. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. Well, yeah, he's a rookie. He's going to figure it out as he goes. He's facing a level of talent he's never seen before. Shedeur Sanders is the same thing. Big 12 defenses are not hiding coverages the same way that the San Francisco 49ers hide coverages.
And look, you're a very sensible man. That's why I like you very much, Dan.
Aw.
That's a sensible take. That's the smart take.
He's so now you're going to spend the next 3 hours ripping me to shreds. I'm thrilled already.
Well, it'll come and go. But you're a sensible man. So you are. That's the correct take. He's a fifth-round rookie on a very bad team with a terrible offensive line.
Yes. But and I had bad wide receivers.
But then why did I have people in my mentions all throughout the, like, when I was ripping him up and down throughout training camp and the draft process and all this different stuff, being like, well, if you're good enough, if you have that it factor, like we all think Shedeur does, then he's going to revolutionize this Browns offense. Jackson Dart was able to get a bad Giants defense offense around. Like, Shedeur is going to be able to do the same thing.
So this is where I always came in with the Ted Lasso idea of, you know, hence quoting Walt Whitman, but everybody knows it from Ted Lasso, be curious, not judgmental. And that's where I was when it came to Shedeur Sanders, and people's thought on top of it was be curious, not judgmental, because I'm not going to lie, I never saw it. I never saw it at Colorado. I never understood it, because I would watch him and I would go, okay, he's really good when he gets off script. He's really good when he's scrambling around and seeing guys get open and would deliver the ball with that accuracy that you're talking about. Not as mobile as you would like him to be. He thinks he's prime Michael Vick. He's not. You know, you can't bail out of the back of the pocket because you're not Kyler Murray. Like, you can't bail out of the back of the pocket. You're not Josh Allen. Like, and that's okay. That's not meant to be a slam. It's a bad habit that he's in the midst of breaking. We didn't see him do that a whole lot in the San Francisco game. Good job. Bad habits are really, really hard to break. Again, I'm a man that the last 3 months has been trying really hard not to bite his nails, because I've had a bad habit for 30 years of my life. I have bitten my nails, and I'm trying really hard not to. I'm failing miserably. But
it was on my New Year's resolution list, and I failed.
Lord knows I'm trying. But it's the same exact thing when it comes to bailing out of the back of that pocket, because you've gotten away with it, and you've done it for so long that it feels natural, and you can't do that. Because Big 12 defenses are different than having Jeffrey Simmons coming at you.
Yeah.
Big 12 defenses are different than having Max Crosby coming at you. Like, and Shedeur is learning that, and he's getting better. And I thought this week, yes, he's missing receivers. Yes, he's doing all those things. But it seems like it's, to quote Kevin Stefanski, trending appropriately.
Wow.
You know, it seems like it's moving in a direction that you would like it to, where it's like, okay, it's not going to click and be fantastic overnight, but it looked a little better.
But that's why I think all the hype died. Not all of the hype, but the hype has been greatly tempered over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Because this quarterback starved town was like, hey, this guy's really flashy and he did really well in college.
Right.
Maybe we can unleash him in this otherwise lost season. And then the reality struck very quickly of the fact that he's just not that good now.
Let's be honest. He never really had to read a field at Colorado. He never really had to sit back there and go, oh, we are in this coverage, let me get rid of it. And you can look at the numbers and all of that stuff, and it'll back it up. It was a lot of screen passes. It was a lot of dump offs. It was a lot of out of structure. He would break the pocket, break contain, get out of structure, and deliver the ball to these guys on beautiful passes, right? Hit Travis Hunter in stride, hit Joe Horn Jr. in stride. Like, it looked really good. And you can't do that here. You have to be able to read defenses. And that was that San Francisco game. I was talking with our buddy Lance Reisland, who does a wonderful job for Cleveland.com and should be read by everybody, because he'll give you a completely honest breakdown of exactly what the tape is telling you. And more than anything, put it in a way that anybody can understand it too. Because trust me, I'm a dumb, and he's laying this out in a way where I'm going, oh yeah, that does make sense. And so he was saying the same thing of, like, they were mixing man zone coverages on one side of the field that they thought Shedeur was going to throw to, and they were confusing him in that game. And I went, yeah, that makes sense. And why does that make sense? Because he's a rookie quarterback and he's never had to deal with that before. And so now he's seen it. And now they have tape of it. And now they're sitting down and they're breaking this whole thing down. And hopefully you're going to be in a better place. And we know the guys who are going to be sitting in that room to breaking it down. It's Tommy Rees. It's Kevin Stefanski. And it's the rest of the quarterbacks in between there. And at least there are some people in this league who thoroughly believe that this is one of the things that Kevin Stefanski can do well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.